The idea for Veterans Day began through the efforts of Emporia shoe repairman Alvin King. His nephew was serving in the Army in Germany during World War II and was killed in 1944. Saddened, King began to wonder how all veterans could be honored. Emporia Vice Mayor Bobby Milner was a customer of Alvin King's. She says he campaigned to change an existing national holiday.
Armistice Day recognized only the World War I veterans, and Al thought that all veterans should be honored in this way and make it all-encompassing. And so we have it, you know, from Spanish-American War, Civil War, on up to the present.
Congressman Ed Reese of Emporia agreed to take King's idea to Washington, D.C. The legislation passed, and native Kansan President Dwight Eisenhower signed the bill, establishing the nation's first Veterans Day on November 11, 1954. I'm Carla Eccles.